The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. Farrell on the bench in the biggest way possible, hanging out, a bad seat, a broken day, a bad apple with a bad attitude, hanging around a bunch of bad otters, bad taste, bad love, bad dude, bad bread, bad attitude, bad vibes. We are live in the Magic City Studios in the Farrell Palatial, right across the river and through the woods from where Granny loves to hit on her Indica Bridge, H2O, rhythm smoke before she hits the bed in New York City, the Big Apple. Ooh. People dressed in plastic bags to ready to travel some kind of fashion check out of Shadoopy. All my friends are coming off the flutter party up. Rats on the west side, bed bugs uptown. What a mess. This town's a town. My brains are splattered all over Manhattan. Shadoopy, check out who. Hey, what's gigging? It's Farrell with Mafia tonight. And the number's toll free 844-843-6879. I'm watching the Nets and Bulls on the west side of Chicago at the United. And right now, after a Vooze tray, it's an 11-point game with 4:15 and rolling left in the game. Nets are up. They had it up to a high of 19. And now it's 11. And it's been a crazy game. Basically, the Nets have dominated the game, but they've played terrible in the fourth and let the Bulls come back. They were down 19, and now they're down 11. They just keep chipping away, and the Nets just keep turning the ball over and making all kinds of stupid, sloppy passes and just missing shots, bricks, one after the next, and they're letting them back in this game. And you know they're coming back in this game. They've had like 10 runs in this game. The Nets should have finished them off five times. Obviously, Mafia, I have action on the game. I need him to cover that 4.5. But the bottom line is Irving left the game with a facial contusion. He got cut, and I didn't see that. I just picked it up in the second half. So I watched the whole second half. He left the game, and Mike James has bottom line been balling. The guy's been playing great. He's got 2 days left on his second 10-day deal, and I think they should flat-out keep him. I think he's better than Shamet. I mean, the guy goes out and just flat-out balls. Shamet with another over. He's over 5, over 2 from downtown, 1 point in the game of free throw. Meanwhile, you watch Mike James. He's got 7 points, 5 boards, 6 dimes, and a 3. I mean, what do you need to know? He's just out there, burning up minutes or whatever, but he's getting rebounds. He's like 6 foot tall at best, and he's out there dropping dimes. he actually put a guy on skates. He dropped one of the Bulls players on skates. The guy went down like a heap on a step back, and then he did the, you know, the jab step, got him to drop, step back, then dragged and drove, and then dished to Claxton for the dunk. It was an absolutely sickening play. And you saw the Bulls player, he tripped, but he tripped because he got so worked, ankle broke, and it was unbelievable. I think Mike James is better than Shamet. I mean, I know people say, oh, Shamet's a better shooter. I'm like, when? You mean when he's 0-for-5 again? I mean, he's more inconsistent than Danny Green has been the last few seasons. We welcome our radio affiliate, SiriusXM, Mightier 1090, Sports Map, Sports Byline, Armed Forces. It's Pharrell on a bench. Mafia's with me, 844-843-6879. Another three from Vuce. I mean, honest to Christ, are they going to lose the game? I mean, you're up 19 in the fourth quarter. I mean, this is unbelievable. A 13-3 run. How badly they suck in this fourth. Oh, my God. I can't even watch it. Durant hits a J. It's 10. I mean, come on. You know they won't cover this number. You know they're going to choke that number away. James got poked in the eye. Call the foul. God almighty, these refs. They've let everything go tonight. Shamet got smashed in the face. Your boy got cut in the face. Kyrie, he got a facial contusion. James from downtown, brick. That was an air ball. I mean, his shot selection, though, is, you know, basically landfill. Just absolute landfill. Anyway, I'm watching this comeback. I'm going to puke. Honestly, I'm going to puke. It's 107.99. It is unbelievable. They got it down to 8. You know they're going to cover. You know they're going to backdoor cover. They'll lose by 2. I mean, could you believe it? They're down 19 at the end of 3, and they're going to come back and cover. I mean, you got to be effing kidding me. Oh, my God. One layup after the next. One foul after the next. I mean, they are just chipping away. It's going to be 3 before you know it. God almighty. I can't even take it, Mafia. I'm going to have a stroke in here. And then after this one, I got to watch the Knicks suffer through that game with the Lakers in Lipstick City at Staples. So it's a good night of lid. Nets first, and then the nightcap with the Knicks and Lakers on a bench. All right, so it's 8-point game, Nets, 42 seconds left, Bulls ball. After Blake Griffin shot a brick. So Bulls have the rock. Down 8. I mean, you got to be kidding me. Like, it's just so unbelievable to me. It is so fixed. How are you down 19 and then the next thing you know, you're going to cover? It's just unbelievable. I mean, they couldn't hit the broad side of a barn the entire game. They played like crap. They had so many turnovers make you sick to your stomach. And then all of a sudden, with 5 minutes left in the game, they hit every single shot and get every turnover. I mean, it's almost like a bad book. It's like a bad novel. I'm like sitting here watching this ridiculous comeback, and they're just so awful to begin with. I can't even believe I'm watching this. I really can't. Oh, what is that call? Oh, my God. If that's not a terrible call. I'm watching I'm dyspeptic. I'm distraught, terse, livid, out of hand. That's 8 blocks for the Nets now in this game. They're going to check the replay to see who it went off of. Claxton blocked the shot of Levine underneath. I got to see who it hit. I can't tell from that angle at all. That was the worst camera angle I've ever seen. Let me see if it hit him going down. Oh, I don't know. I still can't tell who hit that. That's how hard that call is. I don't think anyone can tell who hit it. They called it out on the Nets. The Nets wanted to check it. 35 seconds left. They're up 8. Now, a lot of people got it at 5. At the beginning of the day, I was doing a thing for FanDuel and Sports Grid where it was 5. The line was 5 this morning. They were laying 5. It was 4.5 at Coast to Coast, 4 o'clock Eastern. When we did that, when we did the lines at 4 on Coast to Coast, it was 4.5. I mean, you know, the show's on 4 to 6 p.m. on Sports Grid. So, you know, that number was 4.5, the spread at the time of that show. So, I think they're saying it's Nets ball after the replay. I got to see it myself. Now, I'm going to get a good look at it that time. It's definitely off of Levine that time. In super slow-mo, you can see it went off his forearm. So, it's Nets ball with and double-double tonight. 10 boards, 10 rebounds, 10 points and 10 rebounds for Claxton getting involved. Now, here's Blake Griffin. Oh, just count this clock down and give me the cover. Give me that sweet cover and a foul. Mafia, I'm losing weight over here. Got a lot of action going on this game tonight. Ugh, humanity. I can barely get through it.
I'm really making this one out.
Sweating it out. I'm soaking wet. I'm soaking wet right now. And then I got to suffer through the Knick game. I may not sleep well tonight. Another foul. How many times are they going to foul Durant before he gets to go to the line? Finally, they're in the bonus with 23 seconds left in the game. You got to be kidding me. I mean, unbelievable. I mean, this is the game that'll never end. One of the good things I got going for me now, though, is Durant at the line, because generally the easy money sniper is cash, which he is. Now it's a 9-point lead, which is very convenient, laying 5. I need it. Come on now. Give me another one. Give me another one, Mafia. Give me another free throw, son. Got a cover. And no LeBron tonight, son. No LeBron tonight. Even if they had LeBron, which at the beginning of the day when I made the bet, I thought he was playing for sure. And I still bet on the Knicks. Remember, they came back, and Durant made the second one. They're up 10. No fouls. No fouls. What are you doing? Don't foul him. Oh, God, he hits the three bomb. Cody White hits the three bomb. Oh, God, the humanity. They're up 7. I can't have him hit another one. They're going to foul again. The minute he gets the ball, they're going to foul again. They can't even get the ball in. They got to call timeout. This is the game that'll never end. It's the game that'll never end, and the covers are just high risk right now, just massive high risk. I can't even get through this game. I'm losing weight, honestly. I'm a wreck. I gotta stop with all this. I can't do it. I got so much action going on these games tonight. I can't even. I'm not healthy, Mafia. I'm just not even healthy. Later, we'll have Rick Caro coming up in a few minutes. At 25 past this hour, finish up our weekly glance at sports business, and hot dog news. We always get the sports business skinny and hot dog news from Rick Caro, our business insider, legal insider, and hot dog insider at Sports Grid.
Hopefully, his kidnappers release him from that closet that had him.
Jesus. He was in a, there was a liquor cabinet in there, though. A cage full of booze. Did you see that? I think there was some Gentleman Jack in there. Just unbelievable. I can't believe he didn't steal a bottle for you.
We were talking about stealing hats, but I'm sure none of those are going to come down to us, huh?
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't think I necessarily need a Worcester minor league baseball hat. I'm not feeling it. Oh, here we go with the clock expiring. Mike James running all over the place and a foul. So he ran the full length of the court up and down and only 4 seconds came off the clock. The guy didn't turn the clock on when they threw the ball inbounds. The Bulls clock keeper didn't turn the clock on. He just ran all the way from one end of the court to the other end, did a circle, a pirouette. Ran between three players all the way to the other end, back from one end to the other, and it only 4 seconds came off. Don't tell me that he started the clock on time. Now, Mike James can ice it at the line right here for me. Come on, dude. He made the first. Check out. Oh, They're up 8. I need this bucket to fall no matter what. I need this so bad, this free throw. Come on, bro. Come on. Make this free throw. I feel like I'm at the casino right now, screaming at the TV. Make the free throw. He made it. Oh, you're beautiful. Give him another 10-day contract. Let Cody shoot a bomb. Go ahead. He hits the three again. Oh, my God. He hits a 35-footer. I'm losing weight over here. They foul James again with 5 seconds left. They're up 6. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I can't even take it. Oh, so you know what will happen? If he hits both, they'll be up 8, and then Cody White will come down, hit another 3, and it'll push at 5. Mark my words, because there's 5 seconds left in the game. Watch, Mafia. You know what's going to happen, right?
I'm too old for that stuff.
He's going to hit them both. First one in. He's going to hit them both. Now they're up 7. Now he's going to hit this one. If he hits this one, it's 8. Watch the guy go down, bury at 3, and it pushes at 5. I'll bet my life on it. Here we go. Rose life's on the line. Here's the second free throw. Good. And now what? They're going to call a timeout? You're not winning this game, but what they want to do in the timeout is organize the shot so that they push the bet. That's what they're doing in the timeout. What they're doing is the Bulls are actually planning on how do they get the 3 to ruin Pharrell's bet. They can't win the game no matter what. There's absolutely no reason to even shoot the 3 other than to ruin everyone's tickets. Is that right, Mafia? I mean, honestly, when you're down 6 with 5 seconds to go,
big trouble, mister.
You have no chance of winning, and nothing else matters. The game's over. 5 seconds left. They have no reason to score even. They can't win. They cannot win the game with 5 seconds left. They're not going to score it twice. And so the only thing they can do now is destroy everyone's ticket. That's right, isn't it?
All they can do is ruin your night.
All they can do is ruin my night. That's exactly what's going to happen right here. And then watch him. Well, how about this one? How about Cody White for 3 and the foul and a 4-point play, and I lose the bet altogether? Not even a push. Come on. Come on. And they're in the half court now, so they don't even have to bring it up. If it's in the half court, they're going to shoot immediately. You know they're going to shoot immediately. Do you think at some point after Cody White's hit 5 straight threes that someone will guard him? They finally have Durant on him. It's Pharrell on the bench. That's the problem with people. Everybody expects every team in the effing league to win the Super Bowl. One team wins. The rest of them lose.
Nothing for you.
How about that? One last indignity.
All right, Pharrell on the bench. And we bring in our business insider, legal insider, and our hot dog insider, Rick Harrow from Harvard. He was up at Worcester, Mass, outside of Boston today at a minor league baseball grand opening. They built a $157 million facility in Worcester. Mr. Harrow, how are you?
I'm good, man. Hot dogs were better than I've had since let's see. Masters doesn't have hot dogs. I think probably the best hot dogs this year, but I didn't get out much.
No, there's no way that it was better than Manhattan Woods hot dog.
Manhattan Woods was great. No, Masters I didn't do, and there's nobody else. Manhattan Woods was really good. But this place is also amazing. They had the governor, Louis Tion, Pedro Martinez, Rich Gedman, who's a Worcester guy, he's now the hitting instructor for the Red Sox, and James Taylor, and hot dogs. What could be better?
So James Taylor, he just did the national anthem. Did he sing any other songs?
No, I wish he did, but because, you know, I don't want to watch a minor league baseball game. I want to hear James Taylor. But it was just he and his son. His son is a senior at Williams College, which is like right down the road. So he did the national anthem with his kid, which was really kind of cool.
Do you think they had to pay him to do it?
I was thinking that. I really was. And I asked Larry Lucchino, who, you know, runs the team and is the president of the Red Sox, of the Sox. He did Fenway. He did Camden Yards and Petco Park in San Diego. And he didn't really give me an answer. I'd be kind of disappointed if he asked for money. The guy comes to Fenway all the time. Remember, he sang the national anthem in the World Series the last time the Red Sox were in it. He's a big golfer. He spends a lot of time on the Cape. So it's one of those things where I hope not. It doesn't make his voice any less good if he was paid, but I just kind of hope he says, "Hey, look, you're doing it, you're opening the deal. You know, I'll come to the reception, and that's it." But who knows?
I actually, I just want to be clear here and just set the table a little bit on how little I hope for good things to happen to anything in semblance to happiness or success for the Red Sox. So let's start with this. I don't care about him singing at the national anthem at the World Series. I hope they lose every time they're in it. I hope they never get in it again. I hope the team in Worcester doesn't win a game for 2 months. And I hope Rich Gedman has his car stolen tonight. I hope Louis Tion gains another 30 pounds from the fat ass that he already is. And I hope Pedro Martinez flies to the moon and his return trip gets canceled. I just wanted to say that. Now, tell me about...
Well, you missed one. How about Bob Cousy? Bob Cousy's 93. He went out to the mound. He didn't throw a ball out. But standing O, you know, I mean, he's from Worcester. So what do you want to happen to him?
Well, I actually want him to fill in for Jaylen Brown in the playoffs. And I hope that he blows out his Achilles.
You should see him. He's like, it's mean, but that's where you're going. So I might as well just continue it. He's like 4'3". You know how you get kind of shorter when you get older?
Right.
And
right.
Maybe a wisp of like one gray hair. Not that everything else is brown. There is no more hair. And it's very good to see him.
So he had, you're telling me he had like one hair on his head? Like, you know, yeah. Joe Biden's got that thing going where he's got like maybe 20 strands of hair. And then like they comb it back every day to make it look like he's got more than he does with the Pat Riley comb over. I mean, is it as bad as his or worse?
Well, it's worse because he's only got maybe 2 or 3 strands. It's much worse. I mean,
whose is worse? Wait. Whose is worse, Bob Cousy, Joe Biden, or Tom Thibodeau?
Wow, Thibodeau, that's interesting. That's a real interesting one. Thibodeau's pretty tough. But Cousy, you know, Thibodeau just may have 3 or 4 hairs out of place. Cousy only has 3 or 4 hairs, period.
You're one of the hairiest people I know, Haro. You have, I mean... For your age, you have a lot of hair. I mean, you have a lot of hair. I mean,
good thing. Is this a compliment?
Well, I think it's a great thing.
I don't think people want to know.
But you don't think that's a great thing that you still have all your hair?
Yes, my dad's family, God bless those folks, had hair. You know, full heads of hair when they were older folks. And, you know, I'm pushing what, 28, 29. So So I thank you for that.
But you're pushing 29 years left at best.
Oh my God. What did you eat today? What's wrong with you? What's your problem today?
Listen, I just won a big bet, by the way. I bet the Nets -5 against the Bulls in Chicago, and they beat them by 8. And it was hairy. They were up 19 at the end of 3, and they won by – I mean, they literally had a chance to push the bet at 5 when they were down 8 with the ball, and they had shot like 7 straight threes and hit them. And then they finally bricked – Levine bricked at the end of the game, and the Nets covered for me. So I'm actually in a good mood, but Mafia will get his opinion right now. Mafia, how much like stress and swearing and cussing and bad language and yelling at the refs did I do over the last 30 minutes?
Well, luckily, since you were on there, there wasn't any bad language, but there was so much stress and sweating going on. I thought we were going to have to hook you up to one of those machines and make sure you weren't, you know, giving yourself a heart attack there.
I mean, but when we, like, when, before I went on the air, like at 9 o'clock, you heard me swearing.
Like a sailor, yes.
Like a sailor. And then at 10 o'clock when the show started, when we were in breaks, at 10 after 10, I was cussing. And then at 22 to 25, I was cussing, wasn't I?
Of course, language is always deplorable.
I get no answer on that one. I get no answer on that one. I have no idea what happened there.
Hey, Mafia, does the network have you check on him to make sure he takes his meds before the show, or do you just rely on him to do it himself?
I rely on his wife to make sure he takes it. I do not get that involved, but it's not in my hands. But obviously, as you can see by his demeanor, he never takes it.
The state gives me marijuana.
For him, it's very good. It saved his career because, you know, without medicine for him, I don't know where the hell he'd be. He might be like under the Mass Pike here in Worcester.
It's unbelievable. The state gives me New York State, the lovely New York City provides me with reefer to keep me calm. They're always trying to give me marijuana in this, you know, in New Jersey, in New York, everyone, all these governors trying to give me reefer. I don't know. It's reefer madness over here, Harl. So let me ask you, you mentioned that Lucchino, I believe, is the guy you mentioned. And you said you Larry. Rattled off all these different stadiums he built, like Petco. Did he really, was he really building all these baseball stadiums?
Let me remember, Larry. Well, Larry's a really good friend. He's a contributor in the Sport Business Handbook, my book. And he started at Camden Yard. He was a Williams and Connolly lawyer. And then he ran the Orioles. And he was one of the guys who was responsible for Camden Yards, built that facility. Then he went over to the Padres, and he did Petco Park and that deal. Then he came to Fenway and did the whole Fenway thing. And now he's done Worcester. And frankly, it takes a vision to, you know, come up with all those dollars, but do retail and do everything else. And he's kind of the father of modern stadiums that are in the middle of downtowns and part of the office buildings. And now, you know, Denver, Cleveland, you think about all the deals that have Pittsburgh and all the deals that have downtown stadiums with development near them. It's really Larry Lucchino. And Larry, by the way, gave me my first retainer. I was the spring training consultant for the Baltimore Orioles. And Larry was the one that said, all right, you know, you did your stadiums in Miami, you did your Miami Heat thing, and now if you're out on your own, let me have you do this nationally. And it was a big deal. And
you heard him. You heard him, fans. Rick Haro just admitted that Larry Lucchino also provided Rick with his dental retainer in his mouth that he's been wearing for years after he got his braces off at Harvard.
I've actually taken it off tonight, which gives me the ability to speak a little bit. But that retainer is I've had that retainer for, 50 years?
It's crazy.
Thank you for
doing that. And Rick's idea of a retainer is worth millions of dollars to for his legal services, and that's what's important. When we come back, we're going to talk to Rick about the top tech issues of the week. Also, the top sports five, which are important, and we're going to talk to him about all these ballparks getting sports books in them. It's Pharrell on a Bench.
There's only ever been one thing in your life that's been there for you. It's meant memories, family, friends.
And yeah, we'll say it.
Fun. Welcome to your home for talking sports. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
All right, Pharrell on the bench. We're talking to Rick Haro, our sports business legal and hot dog insider on Sports Grid and on the bench and coast to coast as well. He does every show now. He used to be loyal to us, and then he started cheating on us behind our back. Caesars is opening up a sports book at Chase Field in Arizona, and they're going to have it all going with the Diamondbacks, whatever. And the bottom line is, I guess my question for you is, it's going to occupy this two-level street-side sports bar currently operated by a restaurant company. They're going to open it on game nights only. It'll be open daily year-round. And, after Arizona passed the bill this month, now Phoenix is four teams, NASCAR and the PGA Tour, access to 6 of 16 licenses that initially will be available to operate online sportsbook sites statewide. Tribal casinos will control the other 10. The Suns and, of course, they announced a deal with FanDuel, which is our partners, and the PGA Tour also is going to have one at the Waste Management Open. They're going to have out at the TPC, they're going to have a sportsbook out there as well. So it's crazy, Rick, but they're everywhere now. It's like, these sports books, are they going to be in every single stadium and arena in the country without a doubt?
Well, they said it couldn't happen here when we knew it happened in every venue in Europe. And now it's here and it's going to happen in many states. Even, New York passed when Cuomo did his signing. It didn't include Aqueduct or Citi Field or Yankee Stadium, but they're going to reassess it at the end of the year. So, it's just a year away. William Hill came over. $4 billion deal where Caesars gobbled them up, all of the bricks and mortar shops and online app of William Hill. The reason they did that was because William Hill had already made inroads into, stadiums and arenas in the United States, like the first one of these deals in Washington. They had it at the Audi Field for DC United. Caesars has taken that over. And so, if you have the opportunity to do that, and if the teams like it because they get a share of it and the states get a cut, why wouldn't you do it?
So the Cardinals, Coyotes, and NASCAR have all agreed to terms with sportsbook operators but have yet to announce their pairings. Do you know any of those deals? Do you know of any?
Well, they're coming. They're negotiating them. And don't know what the final deals are going to be, what the numbers are. But I know the Cardinals and, Coyotes. Coyotes are having arena issues, so they got to decide where they're going as well. And of course, NASCAR for their two races every year at Phoenix International Raceway. And so the Cardinals, big deal. They'll have the Super Bowl eventually again. They'll all cut deals with major guys. And I don't know which one it's going to be, but we know what the competitors are, and we know it's going to be a big deal.
Yeah, I think it should be FanDuel. The Allegiant Stadium in Vegas, they're having a nightclub in one of the end zones. Did you know that they're going to have a nightclub with literally, bottle service, the whole deal? They're going to have, one of the major – I think it's a Wynn. So Wynn is – I guess they have a nightclub at the Wynn Encore or whatever. That's – they're bringing one of their – like nightclub versions to that stadium. You going to go see the Raiders party in Vegas, Rick, and hit the nightclub at the football game?
There you go. Well, Club Live in Miami at Steve Ross's Hard Rock has been a hit, especially at the Super Bowl. And, people think that these facilities are used only during games. One of the beauties of these gaming deals is you get to go to these stadiums, assuming they're not way out in the sticks. You get to do it for lunch or dinner, and these become gambling facilities during the day, whether a game is being played there or not.
Do you think that Las Vegas will get the A's now that they've announced that they'll consider relocation because they've been unable to get a deal for that waterfront stadium in Oakland. Do you believe that? Well, I've always told you Vegas is going to get the NBA and MLB. They'll have all four pro sports there. And I said it'd be by the end of the decade. And I think it'll be sooner than that, frankly. What are you hearing about the chances of Vegas getting that baseball team?
I would have absolutely disagreed with you because years ago, I would have thought that Vegas was not a corporate town and their tax base and population wasn't enough. Now, look at the Knights. Look how great they're doing. Allegiant Stadium has become more than just a football stadium. It's a big deal. So they're going to be two for two. And, you know, why not do it on the backs of gambling and have basketball as well? The other thing, though, is that when you have a deadline and baseball has said, if you don't get this Jack London Square waterfront deal done, we're leaving, usually ends up that deadline works. And, you know, Oakland's 0 for 2. Oakland is a great case of what to do not to keep a team in town between the Warriors and between the Raiders. So, look, note to memo to the city council. If you want to lose your third team, do what you're doing now. If you think sports is important to economic development, you better get on the stick.
Well, don't you think that they're in a position where they've already failed at everything else, that that city has no clue what they're doing anymore, and that they're going to lose this team too? I mean, isn't it inevitable?
Not inevitable. They don't know what they're doing because they lost those two teams. But when you look at the economic deal, the existing land where ODAC.co or Ring Central, whatever the football stadium's called now, plus where the Oracle Arena is and used to, you know, have a team, that's really important property, you know, 880 up Hayward and Oakland and East Bay. And then that becomes a real estate deal. And then the stadium itself goes down Jack London Square. It's a huge deal that's very expensive, but those kind of expensive deals usually happen if there's a deadline. So I think there's a better chance than there was yesterday because of this deadline.
So the Warriors have launched a token NFT collection on the OpenSea platform. I guess everybody's doing it now, right?
Giants struck a deal. The Kings are paying in cryptocurrency, Sacramento Kings, if you want to take it that way. New York-based Grayscale Investments is the digital currency asset management sponsor for the Giants. Not only the teams, but remember last week we talked about Trevor Lawrence taking a compensation as well as Russell Okung in cryptocurrency. The Miami Arena, FTX, now was American Airlines Arena, not anymore. I still don't get it, but everybody else does, and it's going to be the rage in the future. And so you're going to see more and more of these deals with every team in the leagues.
Apple announced it expects to add 20,000 new jobs in this country over the next 5 years and bankroll Apple TV productions across 20 states. They're just going to keep making that streaming service bigger and bigger. Is that what that's about?
Yes, sir, and $430 billion in investment in the U.S., an engineering hub in North Carolina. They've exceeded expectations. Quarterly revenue, $90 billion, up 54% over last year, and they're making more money. And the streaming idea, which, you know, started for a while ago and is now bigger than ever because of the pandemic, it's making Apple bigger and bigger and more jobs available.
The English Premier League partners with Oracle. What are they doing?
Yeah, Oracle Cloud developing its own proprietary analytics to share with fans. They incorporate live match stats, real-time player tracking data, historical information. And so Oracle, as part of this whole deal, is existing sports clients, SailGP and Red Bull. The Premier League's been securing analytic partnerships throughout the current season. And the more statistics, like we said last week with the NBA and court optics, the easier it is to bet on those stats. So, you know, across the pond, we're seeing more opportunities to bet on soccer than ever before.
How about Genius Sports? They're buying stuff up. What are they doing?
Second Spectrum, $200 million. The tracking tech company bought for cash and Genius stock, founded back in 2013. Their data tracking system, used by the EPL, NBA, MLS, and the Cutting Edge portfolio, it marks another solid addition to Genius Sports' growing portfolio. The company also acquired free-to-play gaming company FanHub. We're seeing a trend here. We're seeing a lot of these tech companies buying analytic companies to provide more opportunities for gamers to bet, A, and B, get more informed and generate more information as well.
So I see that it's going on already at Plantation Bay in Ormond Beach, Florida. How about this girl, Amy Bakkerstedt, playing in the is she playing in the golf championships with Down syndrome? That's pretty cool.
It's really cool. First person with Down syndrome to earn a college athletic scholarship, a viral sensation when she played the 16th hole at TPC with Gary Woodland before the Waste Management Phoenix Open. She hit into the bunker, got up and down for a par, and she said, "I got this," before sinking an 8-foot putt. She's also the kind of core special athlete for the Special Skills Golf Invitational on June 1 at Wedgwood Golf Club in Powell, Idaho. It's an event that teaches athletes with intellectual and developmental disabilities the basics of golf, from driving to chipping to putting. It's really cool.
So Naomi Osaka, the Sportswoman of the Year.
Philanthropic work, activism, joined fellow team tennis player Rafael Nadal, who was named Sportsman of the Year. She's really happy with this, her video accepting the honor. And she's had a platform for good and even aims to align her endorsement deals to generate even more money. She's also, along with Matsuyama, obviously the poster folks, men and women, for athletics in Japan heading into the Olympics.
I got 30 seconds, respectfully. How about Gronk giving $1 million to build a playground in Boston?
Look, he says Patriots taught me the importance of giving back when he stepped out there in the organization. Huge shout out to Mr. Kraft and the Patriots for instilling that into me and showing me the importance of what it's like to give back. Really kind of cool. He signed his new one-year, $10 million deal to return to the Bucks, but here's a shout-out back to the Patriots. To be sure, he's going to give dollars back to Tampa Bay in the future as well. Good for Gronk.
All right, there he is. Rick Haro just stole liquor from Larry Lucchino in Worcester, Mass., in his office at the new minor league ballpark, and then bragged about it on the bench and on Sports Grid today. Rick, have a great trip back to Florida. Thanks. I'll see you next week.
All right, man. See you next week.
All right, there he is, Rick Haro on the bench. They got their ass beat. They were going through the motions. They were lifeless.
I don't like that or condone that at all.
I play it straight up, yo.
All right, Pharrell on the bench. So Kyrie does not have a concussion, at least not at this point. Steve Nash says Irving had an inconclusive x-ray and will have another scan in the morning. The Nets won that game in Chicago by 8, and he left the game with a contusion on his face. I've only seen him reacting on the sideline after getting injured. I didn't see the play yet. I haven't seen the cut. I haven't seen any of it. I just saw him looking like he got, beat up a little bit, standing on the sideline, whatever. He looked kind of out of it, but they're saying he does not at this point have a concussion. They did win the game, and it was a good game. It was pretty exciting. I know LaVine had a big game. He had 41, I believe, for the Bulls. 41 points for Zach LaVine. Nobody else did anything. Vucevic had just 12. He was 5 of 18 from the floor, so he didn't do anything. Bottom line is the Nets had the whole team literally, except for Shamet and Doug, double figures. Shamet had 1 point. Everybody else produced. Mike James 11, Claxton 10 and 10, the double double. Green 14 and 8 boards. Kyrie had 13, 3 and 5. Bruce Brown had 15, 10 and 3, the double double. Harris had 17, 5 and 2. Griffin had 13, 4 and 4. And KD had 21, 4 and 8 dimes. And the Nets win it by a 115-107 count. Right now, the Lakers lead the Knicks by 3 with 7:20 and rolling at Staples in Lipstate City. We'll see. Oh, look at Toppin with the 3 to tie it up. Beautiful.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus terms and conditions apply.